So, Storytelling Army was an addition to the Brighton Festival catalogue back in 2017. It was fantastic as well. For 2019, the theme is food and flavours that people have experienced, stories of where they come from, places they've been, or the places they dream to taste. Whether sung or live music or simply spoken, those lucky enough to be going will hear recollections of plight, grief, happiness, joy and perseverance. Steph O'Driscoll is Artistic Director at Nabokov. That's the company which first created this fabulous army 2 years ago.
When Kate Tempest got asked to be the curator for Brighton Festival, her main kind of ethos was about making the arts more social and less elite, and making sure that stories were made by and were taken to people that the festival hasn't reached before, and like taking work into different communities. And we share similar, well, we share the same ideals really. So she asked Nabokov to head up some of the community work that's taking place at Brighton Festival. Then really we took that idea and morphed it into the Storytelling Army.
The beautiful thing about Nabokov and Storytelling Army is the fact that, you know, they have a unique way of bringing everyone together without trying. Make us all realize that whilst everyone's telling their stories, you know, we've all got like different circumstances to how, you know, we've been living our lives. Everyone's story is different. But when stories get told, it literally like gives people like me a better understanding of where you're coming from. Inja came down, Chester P came down. Those big names literally like pop into the workshops and literally just give us a bit of their wisdom about how to construct a story. And literally just tell it in such a way that's so compelling, was you know, it's really inspiring.
I think it's so important for projects like the Storytelling Army to exist, because people like me definitely need, I need both the platform and the structure that that gave me to sort of motivate me. We've had a few workshops in different spaces with kind of different aims, like some to spew some ideas and to kind of chat to each other about our goals for the piece or our ideas for pieces. We also had older people from Cascade Creative Recovery, so we had a mix of age and a mix of backgrounds kind of all coming together.
I've been interested in writing for a while. Everyone's got a story. Everyone can tell it. It's about being creative. What I've definitely had empowerment in doing it.
It means a lot, actually, because I've been writing poetry for years, and a lot of my friends said, you need to share what you've done and your work and get it out there. And basically what I've done is kept it to myself, and I've never read it out.
I've never done anything like this before in my life, in actual fact. It took me a few weeks to get into it, but that you know, that was all good, and Steph never once kind of you know, made it an uncomfortable experience or anything like that. It was always a very welcoming and a good vibe, really, and I'm very proud to be a part of it, really.
So the Storytelling Army will pop up all over Brighton, whether that's on a top deck of a bus, on the pier, in the pavilion gardens, in different public spaces, but the hope really that if we share our stories, then hopefully people will understand each other and have empathy for one another, that they will be able to plug out of their everyday and plug into this story, to humanity, to people sharing, to people connecting to one another.
Storytelling Army performers and Steph O'Driscoll there from Nabokov. And their performance at Brighton's Queen's Park on the 18th is sold out. There's details on how to book for the performance taking place at Worthing Pavilion on the 19th on the Brighton Festival website, brightonfestival.org.